In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Sharon Le Chevalier, Father Eric Michael Anderson's mother, who passed away just a month ago. And for the intention of Miss Du Hong, her family and relatives. I believe last year we spoke about the mother bringing her sons forward and how this St. Augustine looks at this as a laudatory thing. If you want to revisit that and his beautiful care for mothers, you can listen to last year's sermon on that. But what our Lord is preparing here is not a desirable topic. It's not neither a fun nor an easy, nor is it popular to discuss what he's speaking about here, but he's speaking about suffering that he will endure, and that suffering which his disciples in turn will endure, and that it's something to be lived in and treasured. It's not an easy thing at all to treasure suffering or to suffer well. And so rather than giving you my thoughts upon the subject and the product of my own prayer, I think it'd be easier to hear it from a saint's perspective. Saint Catherine Drexel, who was the founder of the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. She's an American saint. And she writes of her own struggles in this way. She wants to imitate the life of St. Margaret Mary, who is that great popularizer of the Sacred Heart devotion. She writes of her own struggle here in trying to imitate Christ and to drink of the chalice which he does give. She says, "Life is marked by suffering. The poor suffer, the great suffer. Everything that is painful to my flesh, displeasing to my senses, is a cross. Embrace all these little opportunities of suffering, and you will be bearing the cross of Christ. Relieve the afflicted, and he will accept it as it is given unto himself. I did most earnestly pray in Mass at Holy Communion today to implore the grace to imitate our Lord and to return him love for love. I tried to offer him what St. Margaret Mary desired, that is to say, not to be left without suffering. I absolutely have not reached her desire. Naturally, I hate suffering, but I did try, however. So I thank God for everything that makes me die to self, die to sin. My whole life from this point forward must be a conscious dying, and so I know that I must thank God for everything that makes me die, as I'm trying to do now." St. Catherine Drexel looked at the words of Christ, looked at the example of the saints, and she tried to imitate their way of seeking to fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in her own flesh. We do well to imitate her as a saint who is trying to imitate Christ in the same way, to really seek to, in this day, the best we can to accept those annoyances, those harsh words that people turn toward us, and the difficulties that we bear just in daily living, and to realize that these are things which Christ has selected for us as a way to help us forward, to fill up what is lacking, to really drink the chalice that he has before us. For in doing these little things well, even if we don't like them and if we find it distasteful, as did she, at least to try, to endeavor, to seek to do that. And what you'll find by trying and seeking, even while you fail it, and even while it is utterly distasteful for you, as it was for St. Catherine Drexel, you will find yourself approximating little by little the life of sanctity, so that when those larger issues loom and those greater difficulties do come before you, you are all the greater able to endure them with the courage that comes from God. As our second reading spoke about this weekend, bear your share of hardship for the gospel, not by your own power, but by that strength which comes from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.